You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is go time. Go time for our producer, Jackson. About to make the plunge.
Is there water in the pool?
Turns out planning an engagement's hard.
A bit.
Yeah, it's not the most straightforward thing. You think that it's going to be this most exciting time of your life, which, don't get me wrong, it is very exciting.
Nice
but,
clean up.
nice save.
But it's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts involved in this whole thing. And so last time I came and talked to you guys about this, I didn't even know where to start. I was thinking about where to do it, what to do, do I invite people afterwards, when, all this stuff. But then you guys were like, slow down, we got to get a ring first,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a few options for rings. She had given me an idea of the style that she wanted, but
good.
She ultimately wanted to be surprised. And that was like a big part of this whole
mm-hmm.
thing for her. She doesn't want to go in. As much as I would love for us to go to the ring shop and she's like, that one, and I'd pay and we're good to go.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Wasn't the case.
Yeah, do whatever you're going to do. And I'm not judging or anything, but I do, for me, it takes kind of the romance out of it when you're going to pick it together. There's something about the surprise of you making the final decision. She can give you some guidelines, but for me, it's more romantic.
You know, that's a good reminder, because when I've had friends and family in the past that have said that that's how they went and did their ring shopping, I was kind of like, oh man, that does take it out. But now that I'm in the situation, I'm like, God, please, that'd be really nice.
I would want that too.
And so,
Wait, what'd you say?
I would want to do it the way
Jackson. Oh, okay, I thought you said I feel that way too, like your ring shopping.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, sir.
You almost good save.
We almost pivoted.
I was like, why is Bert looking at me like that? And so I told you guys that like my mom was generous enough to offer up a diamond. And so like I would just have to get the setting for it. Her mom actually offered up one of her rings that I know that my girlfriend said and commented on that she really liked. So I had all these really great options. And I also even had some listeners who own these jewelry stores reach out to me and like say that they'd help me out, you know, with, you know, planning this whole thing and all this stuff. But last weekend, I was going to a wedding for one of her cousins in Miami.
Ooh, inspo.
And so I was thinking maybe this is a good time to kind of get the blessing from her parents. And so the week before, I was really digging deep on the ring shopping because I wanted to have say that at least I had an order placed by the time that I'm asking them, you know, for their blessing. And so, you know, I'm online and I'm looking through all these designs and I literally have everything like basically in the cart. And this is like a custom ring that I found from this jeweler on Instagram who she's obsessed with and she's talked to me in the past about, and it takes like 4 months to make it. So I want to kind of get the ball rolling, obviously, right?
So you're buying a ring online and not seeing it in person?
That's the thing. So I was like, is this a good idea? Maybe this is a bad idea.
Apparently not.
I don't know.
And so I did a lot of due diligence on it. I read a ton of reviews on it. I saw a lot of, you know, independent reviews on Reddit. I was doing all of the things that you're supposed to do before making a big purchase like this.
But not seeing it in person.
Besides seeing it in person.
Kristen moved over. She can't even sit next to you right now.
She did. Look at her body language. Like, ew.
She's so disgusting.
You're that person. Ew.
It's not that bad, right?
It's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah. All right. 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. If you've done this, you've gone ring shopping, engagement ring shopping online. Were you happy with your purchase? Or when you came back, it was like one of those whistles? Whistle rings?
So ring pop.
Ring pop.
And so before I like, you know, fully check out, I'm like, all right, I need to ask her one time just some vague general questions mm-hmm. just to get the approval. And I kind of ask her, I need to know for sure. Are you on board with this exact style? Like, I need to know if anything's changed. And so she goes back on the website and she starts looking through and she's like, maybe not. And I was like, huh? Because I was literally about to check out and pull the trigger on this.
So
and
wait, so you showed her what you had in the cart?
I didn't show her exactly. I was just asking her kind of vague details of like the options that I had picked on some of these bespoke settings that I was looking at. And she wasn't entirely on board as enthusiastically as she was before when she had brought this jeweler up.
You're a bold man. I won't even buy a rug online.
It's true, man.
I know. And so I was very happy that I asked something, but it's kind of just taken me back. Now we've got to go back to the drawing board. But I did tell her, all right, we got to go to a place and at least try some of these on so that you know what they look like on your finger.
So my brother's in the middle of this process right now, too, because he's going to get engaged in the near future. And I think it's only going to help your girlfriend because you might think something looks beautiful on somebody else's hands, but everyone's hands are different. Like some people have little tiny fingers. Some people have like long, beautiful, elegant swan fingers. Some people got little chode fingers. And all the different designs, all the different diamond shapes look different. So she needs to put it on and see how she feels when she puts it on.
All right, got time for just a couple of calls here. Hey, Megan, good morning. An online purchase that is jewelry or specifically an engagement ring.
Yes, my husband did this, and we never went ring shopping. I just left a magazine open to a picture that I liked.
Of course.
And his entire firm used the same company, like sight unseen, did not try on, nothing. And he told them what they want. He told them what they want. He wanted and what size and what clarity and budget. And I have the most gorgeous diamond ring. And so does every single person in his company.
Okay, that's great. Nice. That's an endorsement right there. And one more. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, it's your turn.
Yes, sir. I bought my ring online and for my fiance. And it worked out well. She showed me a couple of styles just like Gary did. And it turned out really well. Like, she loves it. It surprised her. She had no idea it was coming. And then we also bought our bands online.
So you endorse Temu?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's a guest.
Come on. He's like, why do I listen to this show? Why would I call
him? Just bullied him on live radio.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.